Hello everyone, my name is Chris DeLeon and I just want to thank you all for joining me in this podcast. I'm very excited to deliver some value out there for you home-based business owners who are struggling to maybe build your downline or build your business and want to come up with some innovative ways to help you grow your business, particularly if you're using internet marketing. So over this next series of podcasts here, I'm going to be bringing a couple of internet marketing experts who are going to throw some cutting-edge solutions and provide some insights into the newest technologies out there that's going to help you develop your business, particularly in this new economy. So today I'm very excited and honored to introduce one of the top internet and network marketing experts here in the industry. He's a direct protege of Mike Dillard and has studied also under internet marketing experts like Eben Pagan and John Reese. He's been an entrepreneur for over 7 years and 3 years in the online area. And among his major achievements is within a period of 6 months, he actually built a downline of 79,000 people within that short period of time. So without further ado, I'm very excited to introduce Mr. Alan Gilang. Hey, Alan, are you out there?
Yeah, I am, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thanks a lot.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. And, you know, during this podcast, we want to talk about things that are going to help our network marketing audience out there. And, you know, based on your conversations and since you've been in this industry for quite a while, what sort of things do people tell you about? What sort of biggest pains or problems do these network marketed audience out there now talk to you about?
That's a really good question, Chris. And long story short, one of the reasons why we're even putting together this podcast is because there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of change that's going on in the home business and online marketing field. One of the biggest issues that we're seeing right now is that a lot of people are coming into this industry because of the downside, I guess you could say, of the economy. You know, people losing their jobs, their homes, their businesses. And they're coming here to use this industry as a solution. But because the industry is changing so much and technology is changing so rapidly, we're finding that a lot of people are being left confused, frustrated, because they don't know who to listen to. They don't know what information is up to date or what's obsolete. For example, advertising on Google, you know, if you're a home business owner, that's no longer available to you. And all we want to do is we want to bring that kind of information that's really going to help people succeed in this industry much quicker by using our guide, using us as a guide, as opposed to trying to figure it out by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. So I can imagine that the whole market must have changed, because I remembered about 6 months ago, everyone was advertising on Google. Now, is that no longer an option, or has that been a problem for most home-based business owners?
Yeah, it's been probably the biggest headache of all, because Google used to be the mainstream of everybody's income. You know, the bottom line for any business is that you need prospects, you need customers, you need interested eyeballs checking out what it is you have to offer. And, you know, less than a year ago, Google was the place to create your landing page, upload it, and start promoting it throughout North America or throughout the world for some people. And that was the main hub of where everybody was getting their prospect lead lists built, if they were trying to build organic lists. Well, now, if you try to upload a website or a landing page that revolves around any type of opportunity or MLM or network marketing, direct sales marketing company, Google, they have no patience. They're just going to take that landing page. They're going to strip it apart. They're going to say, nope, not allowed. They're not even going to give you a chance. And all these people that could have been able to succeed in the home business field, you know, especially the ones that were making six-figure incomes, they're finding that now, because they don't have Google anymore, their incomes are getting chopped by half, by 60, by 70, even by 80%. So imagine that. Imagine making $100,000 a year, and all of a sudden Google says, nope, you're out of here. We're not letting you advertise here anymore. And then all of a sudden, you're down to like 20 grand a year. I mean, could you imagine the impact that has on you?
Oh, my goodness. So it sounds like in order to, I guess, beat this Google slap, you need to be innovative, right? You need to come up with new techniques. And it seems like you've been staying up to date on a couple of trends that's now happening within the industry. And can you tell us a little bit about what kind of solutions are out there, like where this trend is going, what's popular, what's hot right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But before I even get into the what's hot right now, what I just want to throw out really quick is that, you know, part of what makes us still effective in this industry and why we put on this podcast, aside from the fact that we want to be the main information hub for other marketers out there, is that a lot of the people that we're using right now as examples, you know, people that we believe are maybe not so much successful in the multi-million dollar range, but people that are generating an income, enough to survive, enough to be comfortable. You know, we're using these tools and these examples, bringing them here on this podcast to you and to everybody else listening, because we want to bring individuals that seem a little bit more down to earth, a little more, you know, home base for the rest of the population. I mean, Chris, you tell me if I'm wrong, but have you ever been able to watch somebody on TV, a doctor or a major public figure, and thought to yourself, wow, you know, hopefully one day I become like them? You ever thought that?
Yeah, sometimes like that. I would think like that. And sometimes it can be a bit intimidating as well. And then you kind of ask yourself the question, can I really do it? Is it really possible? Or maybe he's, you know, too good, or maybe he was born with it. So sometimes, you know, those thoughts can go through, you know, our heads.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Because of the economy and because people are losing their jobs and they're getting into this mindset of scarcity, you know, that public figure that's on TV or on the radio or, you know, in some high platform of a plateau, a lot of people can't relate to them anymore. You know, they're looking at them and saying, oh, yeah, well, maybe some way, somehow you just got lucky. Well, what we want to do is we want to take real live example of regular people, you know, regular house, regular car, regular income, and help them grow their company so they can come back to this podcast and let people know, well, this is what I did to get over that hump. This is the step I took in order to get in the right direction. This is how I went from zero money to $10,000 in 30 days without, you know, a penny to my name. You know, there's so many people out there that have those experiences, yet they're not being heard. So what we're going to do here for not only today's podcast, but every 2 weeks, is we're going to start bringing out those people and we're going to showcase them here. So the other people that are listening aren't just going to look at us and say, oh, wow, well, good for you. But hopefully they'll be able to walk away from this podcast and say to themselves, well, shoot, you know, this is somebody who I can believe in. This is someone that I feel I can follow. You know, I don't have $1 million in the bank, but neither did this guy. And yet, look at him. He's still making a five-figure a month, six-figure a year income, enough to be comfortable. I think I can follow him. You know, we want to inspire people and give them that hope, but not just with a lot of blah, blah, blah. We don't want to just give a bunch of hype talk. We want to give actual facts from people that the public can relate to.
Wow, that's very exciting to hear, and you're getting me pumped up over and looking forward to conducting the next series for this podcast. Mm-hmm. And just talking to people who've, you know, just average people who've started with nothing and made it and started earning, you know, a good six-figure a year income, you know, so it's something to aspire to, and it's very good that we're going to have people on board that anybody can relate to, you know, who also been through a struggle themselves but then somehow found a way to make it and become very successful in the industry. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
Good, good.
Okay, excellent. Well, we're almost out of time, and we want to keep this short and to the point, but is there anything else that you want to say out there or anything that you want to address to the audience or some little teaser maybe? I know I asked you what's hot and you didn't really jump into it, but a little sample that you can provide?
Sure, absolutely. I think one of the in the next upcoming series, what we're going to be doing is talking about what methods of advertising we're going to be testing. Because obviously, if you're going to run a business for yourself, the first thing you're going to want to do is advertise, and that's whether it be word of mouth or whether you're doing newspaper or something on the internet or TV, radio, magazine, whatever the case is. What we're going to do is we're going to start showing people step by step from moment one of this is the day I opened my business to 15 to 30 to 45 days later to 2 months later, these are the exact steps we took in order to generate leads. And this is how we converted them from eyeballs, you know, from just regular eyeballs to actual individuals that are purchasing what it is that we have to offer to create a profit. And we're doing it in a way that's win-win. So if somebody's actually going to buy something from us, or in this case, buy something off our listeners, then we want to believe we're doing something where we're creating that transaction that's both beneficial to the buyer and the seller. Because, I mean, you know, that sounds almost obvious, like, okay, Alan, whatever, everybody's doing that. But Chris, you and I both know that not everybody follows that schematic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not everybody does, so.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we start doing that. And if anything, folks, just make sure that you stay tuned, because the next podcast that we host is going to be about one of the newest replacements of what we call the new Google. And some people are talking about Facebook, some people are talking about social media, and yeah, that's, you know, it's there, but not everybody knows exactly what steps to utilize social media to really transform it quickly into a cash machine. We're going to show people how to use social media, being the new Google in today's day and age, in a way that's free, so they don't even have to pay for the advertising. It's just going to cost them a little bit of time, a little bit of effort to learn a new skill. And we're going to do it in a way that actually allows the right people to come to them, while automatically the approach rejects all the other people who aren't serious, who aren't looking for what they have to offer. Basically, that whole time-wasting process is going to get eradicated through our method.
Excellent. Well, I'm very much looking forward to these methods are and sharing them with our audience out there to help them grow their business. And, you know, I'm always looking forward to coming up and thinking of what the newest forms of technology out there, what's cutting edge and what's going to help people develop a strong downline and also to build relationships with their prospects in the most effective manner as possible. Well, Alan, thank you so much for your time and for giving some value to our audience out there today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to be here. And folks, thank you so much for spending the time to listen to us today. Chris, thank you.
No problem. Okay, take it easy. And guys, stay tuned for the next installment of our podcast.